Now, the rest of the story. He was born Christmas Day, 1887, in the back room of an Adobe General store on the American frontier. Age 25, he became a cashier in the New Mexico State Bank of San Antonio. So began this ambitious young man's love affair with the banking profession. Within 2 years, he'd become president of that same bank. World War I interrupted his career, but throughout his tour of duty overseas, he thought of nothing but that wonderful someday when he would own his own bank. Age 30, he returned safely home, took his share of the family estate, $5,000, and went shopping for his dream. Learning there was a bank for sale in Cisco, Texas, he traveled there to investigate. With only $5,000 to start, this would require some real haggling and some time. He would take a room, he decided, at the Mobley Hotel. But when he got there, the lobby was jammed. People, wall to wall. The young man fought his way up through the crowd toward the desk clerk. It was no use. "Full up," shouted the beleaguered employee, and he slammed the registry shut. Moments later, another man was seen ushering folks from the lobby into the street, saying, "No loitering here. Come back in 8 hours." Watching this, the young banker was at first angry about the lack of accommodations. And then it struck him. 8 hours? Could it be that they were renting rooms for 8 hours' sleep and then turning each room over to a new guest 3 times a day? It could, and it was. The man shooing people from the lobby confirmed it. He told the young banker they'd pay to sleep on the tables in the restaurant if I'd let them. The banker then asked if he owned the hotel, and the man said yes, he did, and he wished he didn't. He said, "Every nickel I've got is tied up in this glorified boarding house when I ought to be out there in the oil fields making real money." And that's when the young man did the last thing in the world he would ever have expected he might. He bought the hotel. Just like that, he said, "Mister, you found yourself a buyer," and the owner happily sold. That first night, waiting for the deal to be finalized, he slept on a bench in the railroad station. Thereafter, as new owner of the Mobley Hotel, he slept on a leather chair in the office so each of his beds could be making money. How differently would his life have turned out had there only been a room for him there in the first place? Most likely, he'd have remained a banker. Might even eventually have failed at that. Yet because there was no place to stay in Cisco, Texas that day, because there was no room at the Mobley Hotel, the boy born in the back of an Adobe General store became forever after a landlord named Conrad Hilton. Only now you know the rest of the story.